We're back to the Neil Haley Show here, simulcasted with also Freedom from Addiction here on the Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction on Toe Media Network. And you can check it out, Freedom from Addiction's podcast on Libsyn. And our topic today is one I think that just is controversial. Very, very, very controversial. It hit Facebook and Twitter and all these places and was removed in seconds, and people have been trying to get freedoms truly about COVID-19. We've talked about hydroxychloroquine and the success stories of patients that take it as a prophylactic or take it as when they first get the virus. It's come out, you know, night and day information. But when was the first, our guest and also my co-host of this segment, and when, how are you today? And really, you were the first to bring this out about a month ago, and now finally it's coming out to the mainstream.
Well, that's right. Our platform is not national, and national doesn't want to hear our news. But at any rate, they had a first white coat summit of medical doctors on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., Monday and Tuesday. And you may see some video from that until they take it down. But these doctors have gotten together and are reaffirming what we've been saying for the last month, which is that hydroxychloroquine, and often put with azithromycin and also zinc, will reduce your chances of getting COVID if you take it prophylactically. And if you got COVID, will stop the disease before you have to go to the hospital. So, as you know, over 1,000 Americans are dying every day in this country. And here we have a cure for that problem. And that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay, so let's jump right to it. Let's jump right to the topic today is in the press conference, White Coat Summit on Capitol Hill. And this is like was one of the biggest shockers. And everyone who's been tired of hearing about masks, tired of about shutting down businesses, tired of that the kids should not go back to school, were absolutely validated that they were questioning the professionals, questioning the science that's out there, that's a lot of left science, just so that they can keep the economy down, keep people at home, and destroy small businesses. So, Wynn, tell us about the summit.
Well, there, I don't know how many doctors attended the summit, but I saw a bunch of them on the press conference that they put out, which had to get some kind of coverage, and it did. But, you know, they're going to be taking it down and discrediting it. But basically, what it was they've got these doctors that are out there on the front lines treating COVID patients across America, and they have tremendous results from early use of hydroxychloroquine. And one doctor told me that the three drugs that he uses, prescribes in early COVID, cost less than $50. So if you don't have insurance, you can afford $50. And who in their right mind, if hydroxychloroquine was effective and was safe, and if it were available, if the medical and pharmaceutical establishment would allow it to be given out, would not take $50 out of their pocket so that they didn't have to die? It's a no-brainer. And we can talk about any of those things that you want to as far as safety, reliability, efficiency on preventing the disease or getting sick. But
looking at, you know, the specifics when you talk about it, I think that the big thing I would like to jump towards is just what you got gained from the summit watching it. The basically doctors came back out with certain things that were not shocking, but we were starting to see it. Regarding masks, first of all, Wynn, what were they bringing out about masks?
Well, this was not about mask and not about social distancing and not about stay at home. This was about hydroxychloroquine. So I don't know. And since I tried to get to their website in Google and Google wouldn't bring it up, I haven't been able to get over to their
website. I will get you the video when I have friends that still have it up. So let me get you that link. And then we'll have, when we can discuss this even further. So let's talk about, so what you gathered is you've heard about was just hydroxychloroquine. Well, it was not just hydroxychloroquine. It was about children and the spread of the virus at that summit. And it was about masks as well. And many different areas that Donald Jr. retweeted as well and got his account revoked off Twitter. And so we'll have to have part two of this, but I think that the topic really needs to say that you've been validated. What you've been able to bring out on my program is you're completely proved correct based on the doctors you've interviewed. And now with this White Coast Summit talking about hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, they are essentially saying what we've been putting out for the last month, which is if you use a proven, safe treatment program in your family doctor's office and are able to get a prescription, that you can nip the disease in the bud and it doesn't go down the line of ER, ICU, respirator, death. So, you know, I mean, it's groundbreaking news, but there are a lot of forces in this country that don't want people to know about it. And that's what we've been trying to do, is to try to tell people about this in our podcast. And now other doctors have gotten to Washington and have done a press conference, and it's going to be harder to hide the news.
Yes, it will. And so definitely great information, and I think we could talk more about it, but I think regarding other things, kids returning to school, wearing masks.
Yeah, I heard a response to kids returning to school that they don't catch it very good, they don't get very sick, and they don't send it back to their families and the community very much. So there were some doctors on there that were advising to send the kids back to school.
Okay. And regarding masks, when should we wear masks and when should we not?
Well, there's debate over that. There's some people that say there's not the science to force somebody to wear a mask, and that if you're within 6 feet of people for over 15 minutes, you probably ought to have a mask on. I don't think that that's going to be harmful. It may be very beneficial. So with respect to mask, I think that you probably ought to wear it if you're going to be exposed to people.
Okay. All right. Well, another awesome short segment, but a great segment. And where can people go back? And really, you delve into some really long, interesting topics with lots of information right at on your podcast, right?
So they want to go to my podcast, it's free. I'll give you the direct link. You put this in your address bar, your phone or your computer, and it'll take you right to the most recent podcast. And then you can scroll down. I've got scores and scores and scores of different podcasts, but to the pick the ones that you want. The link is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, and that's L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N.com, no spaces, all lowercase. And that'll get you over there, and I will be continually trying to get you more information every day about where you can go to hear the truth that's just below the surface.
Fabulous. Well, great, great topics. Again, people check that out and go to RevWynHendersonMD.com if you want to learn more about Dr. Henderson. So I appreciate you coming by, and thanks for great information again, updating us that we really need to know, because it's being hidden in many places.
Well, thank you, Neil, for having me on your show today.
All right. You listen to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.